I have a little bit of a cold, I think. It's a slight cold. Just a little sniffly. Nothing major, you know. I'm taking a walk around the... Oh, it's nice out. The weather here in central Illinois has been just... It's fluctuated like crazy in the last week. There was a day in the middle of last week that was really nice. And then another couple days were kind of eh, you know. And then we got a little snowstorm, snow thunder, whatever, on Friday. I'm recording this on Monday, March 6th, 2023, at about 9:55 a.m. And that snow, yeah, it was kind of snow, and then there was sleet, and then it was a really wet snow when I came home from work, and then it got just, you know, it was just lousy outside. It was just miserable. And then pretty much all that had melted off by sometime Saturday. You know, there was a little bit left on the ground Saturday afternoon. And now it's like temperature in the 50s, somewhere in the 50s. And I'm not wearing a jacket. I'm just like have my regular jeans and a t-shirt and a flannel over the t-shirt, shoes of course. And it's pretty nice. It's kind of a breeze. You can probably kind of hear it, but it's not bad. So I'm working from home today. I've been mostly going into the office just because it's easier to get on the network and be able to, you know, I've got multiple screens there, whereas at home I just have a laptop, just have one screen, but sometimes it's nice to work from home too. I'm fortunate to have the kind of job where I can do both if I choose, or either if I choose. I mean, we're supposed to be in the office more often than not, we'll say, like, average 3 days a week. I'm in the office more often. But like I say, it's nice to be home and just do the work thing sometimes from there. You know, you don't have to... Well, our lunch options in our cafeteria are kind of mediocre at best. They used to be better pre-pandemic. Now there's... You know, the food is not up to par, you know, for the most part. You know, it's usually, if anything, I'll get something prepackaged. I hate to say that, but, you know, that it is what it is. And so, whatever. I've been listening to the Overnight Scape Central this morning. Getting in a pretty good habit of submitting every week. I've submitted pretty much every week during this Beatles wave. We're doing the reviewing an album a week, and we're almost halfway through that process, actually. This one that just got released over the weekend was the Rubber Soul episode. I had a lot to say. I recorded about 47 minutes worth of material about Rubber Soul. And some of it I got kind of nostalgic because some of the songs reminded me of things from the past, like college and stuff like that. And you know, because I mean, I'm too young to have been around during the original release of the albums, but I really got into them in high school and college. But hopefully I'll be able to, you know, be able to continue this going forward, you know, after we've gotten through the Beatles series and get on to other stuff, you know. Because it had been about 2 years since I had submitted to Overnight Scape Central, and I forgot how much I enjoy it. So that's something that hopefully will continue. So, see, now I'm trying to think of what I need to, because I haven't really, most of my overnight scape underground material that I've released this year so far has been Bumper Chain Cosmic. And I'm loving doing that show. I'm really loving doing it. I've gotten into a good routine where I'm a couple weeks ahead at most times. Like, usually over the weekend Well, they come out Fridays, and over the weekend I'll prepare a show, and I've got a couple of episodes in the can, so to speak, and so that's going really well, I think. Lately I've been putting some Lum and Abner's in there, kind of where I had left off with the Lum and Abner showcase back in the day, back in like 2015, 16, whenever it was. I think it was 2016. And listen to PQ Ribbers Baseball. I've been listening to that series. I enjoy that. It's a nice little, you know, just a little break in the day, you know, trip down, I don't want to say memory lane because they're not my memories. I don't think anyone alive today would remember, you know, the baseball situation in 1911. I don't think, but you know, they're just fun to listen to, you know, and you know, he's just reading some news accounts from that time, and you know, so. But I haven't been doing much Radio Free Shambles, and that's something that I want to get back into the routine of doing. You know, even if it's just a short little check-in, they don't have to be long shows every time. You know, it doesn't have to go 2 and 3 hours and whatever. Just kind of touch base. Be all, hey guys, what's going on? What y'all doing? I mean, I assume that people are listening to these. I've gotten bad about leaving comments on other people's shows, so I can't, I can hardly fault anyone for not leaving them on mine, but I like to think that there are people listening, if not during the same basic time that I record them and release them, maybe sometime in the future, more people will listen, you know? More people are going to listen to my shows and be all, oh my god, I never thought about that. That Shambles Constant, he's a smart man. He is very insightful. And they'll be right, those people that'll say that. Hopefully. Hopefully there'll be some. Hell, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm listening in 20 years, 30 years from now, going, who the hell is this Shambles Constant prick? I don't think I call myself a prick, but anyway. My back kind of hurts. Back's a little sore for some reason. Oh. I think I need to get a new Bluetooth headset because it's losing charge very quickly when I try to use it. I don't like that. It's a pain in the butt, you know. With my old iPhone, I was able to just plug a regular set of headphones directly into the jack on the iPhone. Now that jack on that iPhone doesn't exist. They put them out without them now. So now if I'm going to go for a walk, listen to music or podcasts or whatever, I got to think ahead and charge the sucker. And then, like I said, it doesn't hold the charge for long. The cord's kind of, I don't know. It's like you got to have it positioned in just such a way when you're charging it, or else it doesn't connect. It's cheap. It's just a cheap piece of crap. Really like that piece of crap. Oh. And we're looking at filling our vacant position on our team at work. had some interviews last week, and I think we got some good contenders. So hopefully we'll get somebody new on that team in the next couple weeks, 3 weeks. Well, you know, they don't get in a hurry about anything, so it could be a couple months before that happens. I don't know. So, oh boy. Oh my God. And, what else do I want to say, even? Yeah, so I thought about doing, maybe when this Beatles thing is through, when we're through all the albums, which the White Album episode is going to be a long one, isn't it? Just because the White Album is a long one. It's double the length of a regular album of the time, obviously. Thought about trying to find like some other band that maybe I'm not as familiar with. Like, I know all the Beatles music, but maybe some other band from that time that's released, maybe not one that's released like 30 albums or something like that, because that'd take forever, but, you know. Or I could do like a best of, you know, just do the, like, the Beach Boys 60s albums, counting Smile, because we want to count Smile, even though it wasn't officially released at the time. Frank was talking about it on the Overnight Skip Central, on the part I was just listening to just before I went on break. You know, maybe the review some Rolling Stones or the Kinks or some the Supremes. That would be fun. Velvet Underground. I mean, you could do anything, really. You could do anything. The Monkees, although it would get kind of depressing during their last couple of original 60s albums. It'd be like, well, this one sucked. This song sucked too. This one was kind of okay. This pretty much sucked. That's kind of how it would be. I don't know. See, I don't know as much music terminology, so that's where I kind of falter a little bit. I'll be like, this instrumentation is quite stellar. And that's how it goes. That's the way it goes. Been watching some stuff on TV, streaming services, watching some Fringe and some Manifest. I like Manifest. I'm in the middle of season 2. I think I just watched like season 2, episode 8. And sometimes it gets kind of tedious. Like, okay, another episode. What really happened in this episode? I don't know. This person dead? No. They made it look like he was, but he's not. You know, that kind of thing. It's a pretty good show. And, I don't know. I'm reaching my house, and I'm starting to get out of breath a little bit. I need to exercise more. That's a recurring refrain in my shows over the past 12 years. Or since I ever started, it was like, I need to exercise. I'll do it, damn it. And then I freaking never do. But, you know, take these walks around the block sometimes. This does help. So, excuse me. All right, so I'm walking up my driveway now. There's the cat in the window. Milo, good boy. He's like, holy shit, who is that? It's just me. All right, I'll be back. Okay. Oh, damn, hang on. Okay, forget about that. All right, I think I'm situated now. Oh, gas in the van. Oh, I turn off that heater. I don't need it right now. Definitely don't need it. What's that song? Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Who does that one? Who did that one? Sorry. It's going through, looking at Cher. Oh, duh, I should have known that. All right, let me shut her off anyway. I'm gonna roll the window down. It has turned into a really nice day. It's warmer than it was a couple hours ago when I was recording. It's now about 11:50, I think, a.m., somewhere in there. I'm on lunch. I'm going to go... Where am I going to go? I'm going to go over by Taco John's. Get a little something deep. Yeah, I knew somebody used to call it that when I was a little thing. At a sitter's house. She'd be like, you don't get something deep? So. Anyway, I finished that Central episode. Okay, this is a little bit loud. There. I finished that Central episode. Really enjoyed it. And always great to hear from, the gang. We're getting some good shows out of this Beatles thing. And the Revolver one's coming up. I do also need to still to record a segment about Beatles for Sale. That's the only one I haven't covered so far, because I had to miss that episode because of reasons. And so I really should just do that. Record that, send it to PQ as a separate track, maybe, and then he can put it in the whatever he wants to, however he wants to handle that. It's totally fine. I don't want to screw up the rhythm of a regular show. I know he's had a... I think he's going to do a Rubber Soul Part 2, but I don't know if I'm going to be in time to get it into that one or not. And then now I'm listening to The Overnight Scape, the Three Weasels Manta Ray solution, Manta Ray situation, Manta Ray... something syndrome, something other. Anyway, it's a Three Weasels episode. I always like the Three Weasels stuff, the different crazy adventures that Frank and Peter and Brian go on, and sometimes they have other people with them as well. I think personally that Frank should do an internet archive page of just Weasel stuff. I know he's got some of it in. Some of the older ones organized at a certain spot on SUG and stuff like that. But, you know, just have all of it, like, sequentially so that you could just listen to from the very start, you know, like the earliest stuff, like the earliest, I'm talking, like, start with, like, the motor excursion ruffians and all that stuff onto one cool page. I think that would be a lot of fun. And just see... How long it would go, you know? So, but that's just a thought. That's just a crazy thought that went through my head. I don't know. Yeah, so March 6th is today. It's been a pretty mild winter here in Central Illinois. We haven't gotten near the amount of snow that we got last year. I remember doing a show when we were, like, knee-deep in snow, and, like, in February of 2022, I think it was, and I went outside and, like, but we haven't had nearly as much snow this year. It has been cold, but even then, it hasn't been, like, Arctic cold or, like, flash freezing, whatever, kind of cold. So it's been fairly decent. Can't really complain. And right now it's 63 degrees outside, which is warmer than it was supposed to get today, I think. I think it was above what the original high was going to be. And so I'm... Can't complain about that, you know. I've got a little bit of a headache. I keep getting headaches though this winter. That's something. I've gotten more headaches this winter than I had for a few winters before this, and I don't know, like, if it's a sinus thing. I don't know if maybe it's a stress thing. Maybe it's just like the weather is just back and forth, so it's
hard to really just get a consistent handle on it, and so I don't know. But that's, yeah, so I've got a little bit of one right now, but it's not as bad as it could be, I guess. I can function okay, you know. I can function all right. So, at my local community theater, this is tech week for Cinderella. I am not formally participating in that show, but I did help them move some costumes. They borrowed a bunch of costumes from one of the local colleges and, you know, helped them move a whole bunch of stuff in. So I'm being credited in the program with special thanks. You know, like they'll always have like a few names under special thanks or like people that helped out, you know, and various miscellaneous things. And so I get to be listed there and look all cool and stuff. Special thanks, man. Next week they have audition for Puffs, which is a kind of a like a sort of a Harry Potter parody in a way. Like the names are changed and stuff, and like avoids copyright by referring to the characters very generically. And I don't know if it's approved by the J.K. Rowling estate, but if it's a parody, maybe it doesn't need to be. I don't know. It's been a big production. I don't know. I don't think it's a situation where it would be illegal. Like, we're going to do the show, and we're busted by the J.K. Rowling estate. She comes in and is like, "Hey, damn it! Quit making fun of my damn books!" And we're like, "Oh, you're rich. You don't need to even worry about it. It's not like we're..." I don't know. But, you know, if anything, it's probably getting more attention on your damn books. So... I don't know. I used to like Harry Potter more than I do now. But this one, so I'm planning to audition, and I don't know. It's a small cast. It's one of those where they play a bunch of different characters, you know. And I'd be like, well, why don't you have more people so that? But like, that's part of the fun, is seeing these small group of like about 10 or 11 actors playing a whole bunch of characters. You know, like leave the scene with one, and you know, as one character, and walk right back on as another. I did that kind of thing with Peter and the Starcatcher a few years ago. It was a lot of fun. It was great fun. And but you know, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm feeling this one so much, and which is good because there's only like one or two parts I could possibly play in this thing, or like the way they've got them divided up. Like the same person plays like the Snape type character and the Mad-Eye Moody type character, and the, you know, like that same person plays multiple ones. So you know, somebody needs to be able to impersonate all those characters. It's like I can kind of do Snape a little bit, Potter, if you don't, you know, and but I don't know about the other ones. Like Mad-Eye Moody, I think he was, I'd have to watch the movie again, you know, that he was in. And like who's the guy that, the really nervous one that had the like Voldemort snake on the back of his head? That's one of, you know. And so I don't know, this is going to be kind of a high energy thing. I don't know if I feel like I have a high level of energy right now, but I would like to be involved somehow. So I've sort of reached out to the producer of the show and said, like, you know, even if I'm not cast, I might be interested in filling one of the staff positions or something like that. So I don't know. So we'll see how it goes. And after that, they'll do Newsies, which is a musical, which will be out of town for a week or two just before. Okay, fine. We'll let you go before. That makes a lot of sense. Can't really describe what just happened, but that's fine. No worries, it's fine. So they got next season all announced and planned out, and they're doing Rumors, which is a Neil Simon play, and then Fiddler on the Roof, then 12 Angry Jurors, which used to be 12 Angry Men, but they've changed it to make it more gender inclusive, you know, in today's world. I don't know if the actual play takes place, you know, now time, or if it takes place in the 50s. I'm not sure, but whatever I mean, it's gender inclusive, you know, it could be men, women, whatever. And then they are doing Young Frankenstein, which I applied to run sound for that one, because I don't plan on auditioning for any musicals, but that particular one falls at a spot in the year where I could easily be involved. And then they're doing, what else are they doing after that? I Hate Hamlet. That's a play called I Hate Hamlet. And then something about the ghost of John Barrymore haunting this actor, you know, something, I don't know. And then the last one they're doing is Mary Poppins, the musical of Mary Poppins. So, you know, it looks like a good season, you know. I want to get back on that stage and do some acting. That'd be tremendous fun. Tremendous. So should I go in and eat and come back? Or should I go through drive-thru? I think I've got time to go on in and eat. That would be... Yeah, I'll just go in and eat, and then I will come back. Caution. Children at play. Are they scary children? Should I be worried? So I'm going to get something to eat.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm even doing right now. It's a weird Monday. It feels weird for a Monday. People in like t-shirts and stuff. That's what I want to see. Fun times. Alright, go around. Why am I pissing everyone off? I don't mean to. Okay, you just go around then. Swerve around to the... You know, I was turning into the lot. Nope, he's got a... Meow. Far be it from me to make him wait an extra 6 seconds for me to get out of the road. That's crazy. So... What's that noise? Taco John's now hiring $13. Jesus. They only pay $13 an hour. That's insane. Ow, shit. Alright. Oh. Pulling up into a space.
I'm going to get the
Okay. All done with that. That's pretty good. Heading back home, and I need to remember, like, usually after I go to Taco John's, I just go right on back to work. I need to remember that I'm working from home today, so I need to not go into the office. Which I should have no problem with, because I'm not really dressed for the office. You know, I'm just kind of in a t-shirt and flannel and whatever. So, anyhow. So, I'm going straight on home. Do not pass go. And, excuse me. That's how it is. Wish I had more to talk about. This always happens when I haven't been recording much lately, you know, of my own shows. It's like, when I get back to it, I'm like, what have I been doing? What's been going on again? What do I want to talk about? I don't know. Get into the habit of, like, pick up the recorder, talk about the Beatles. But those recordings are going into the Overnight Skip Central show. So, the PQ River show. Dun da 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 da. Uh-huh. That reminds me. I found out that the old show, you can't do that on television, from Canada, that used to play on Nickelodeon back in the early 80s. They've got some episodes on, I want to say Paramount Plus. It's one of the streaming services. I think it's Paramount Plus. And I watched a couple of episodes. They've got like basically just one season worth. Shows from 1981, and I'm watching those from my perspective today as a jaded adult. And I'm enjoying them, I think, in a different way than what I did, you know, when I was a kid and I'd be watching it, because, like, I would have been, you know, well, I was born in 75, so in 1985 I was 10. In 81, I was 6, but they weren't showing them yet on Nickelodeon, I don't think. I don't think they started showing them until a little later. I don't know, we didn't have Nickelodeon in 1981, so, at our house, so I can't really say that for sure. But, you know, you can't do it on television. It was like a kid's show. It was sort of like the kid version of, like, Saturday Night Live or Rowan Martin's Laugh-In, that kind of, which Laugh-In's on one of those streaming services, too. I've been meaning to check out some of those and review them. But, yeah, you can't do it on television. It was, like, a group of kids, like, 5 or 6 kids, usually, and, you know, and they, there was, like, one adult actor named Les Lye that played all of these characters that were, in some way torturing the kids. Like, there'd be, like, a school teacher character and a bus driver and, a dad character, and the restaurant owner named Barth, who was, like, just this, like, really disgusting human being. It was like, yeah, I heard that, was, like, a big catchphrase. And there were several, he played several characters like that. And then an actress named Abby Haggard joined in, like, in 82. Like, so she's not in these 1981 episodes, but like, she played, like, the mom character and the, like, a librarian and a couple other things. But, you know, there was some, like, gross-out humor and just, you know, stuff that kids would like. You know, it was, like, kids playing kids. It was, like, these Canadian kids with these thick Canadian accents. One of the kids, Kevin Kubicheski, had, like, the thickest Canadian accent probably of any human being who's ever lived. But, like, it's so much a product of its time. Like, that, it's got that early 80s feel, late 70s, early 80s feel. And, you know, they have, like, in the early ones, they had segments where they'd have, like, kids just telling jokes to the camera. They had what they called the locker jokes, where, you know, they'd have a, like, this bank of lockers different colors, and like the kids would like pop out of the locker and be like, "Hey, Alistair." I was like, "Yeah, Christine." They'd tell us a silly joke and whatever, and kind of like Laugh-In had a similar thing with that, where they, you know, they had a similar, like, where they give jokes. I can't remember exactly what it was called. Their version of it, their original version of it and stuff. But, you know, and then, like, a big gimmick of the show was that if one of the kids said the word water, they would get water splashed down on them from overhead. If they said, "I don't know," they would get green slime splashed on them from overhead. And Nickelodeon started showing these, you know, the series, and they took the green slime thing and just freaking ran with it, man. I mean, they, like, you know, Double Dare, and they had, like, other shows where, like, you get, "Oh, my God, you got slimed. Oh, ho, ho, ho," you know. That became a huge, I think they still do that on Nickelodeon, even though they don't show, you can't do that on television anymore. And the show has never come out on DVD, to my knowledge. Maybe an episode or two, but, like, there's never been, like, a full, like, DVD release. A lot of the episodes are on YouTube, and then, like I said, this one season is on, I think, Paramount Plus. But, yeah, it's Paramount Plus. But for the most part, you have to kind of just, you know, you have to do some searching to find these episodes. But I used to, when I was a kid, I used to watch these, like, over and over, like, when they would show them, to the point that now, like, I'm watching these episodes. Oh, damn it, there's a truck there. Let me in. Somebody's, like, fixing a telephone pole or something like that in the right lane. I had to get back over into the left lane. Hey, there's a jogger. All right, there's a jogger. And, but to the point that, like, now I'm watching these episodes and I remember certain bits of dialogue, you know, and I'll remember, like, a certain, and I'll be like, "Oh, yeah," like, and I'll be thinking, like, I've thought about that bit of dialogue, but without quite realizing where it was from, you know, more recently, and, "Oh, that's right, it was on You Can't Tell the Television." So, that was, and the other thing about You Can't Do That on television is that Alanis Morissette was a cast member in the mid 80s for a season, and she had kind of a boy haircut, and she was, you know, just kind of a regular girl, you know, and she was in, like, a few episodes, and now that's, like, a big, it's like, "Oh my God, that's the show Alanis was on." It's like, yeah, but for a very short time. She wasn't on there very long, you know, and she was, like, she played, like, the girl that the boys all had a crush on, you know, and I read that there was a, you know, the producers were like, "You know, I don't know if Alanis is working on this show, like, if she's working out, because she's too smart for the rest of us." It's like, she's just way too smart for this show, you know? I haven't watched the episodes with her in them for a long time, but I think I put some audio from one of the sketches on some show that I did on here several years ago, but, you know, like, just a couple of different things here and there, but... So, well, that's fun to kind of reminisce and, like, think back to my childhood. And then I remember seeing some of the later You Can't Do That on Television, like, they had been canceled and they came back, but it, you know, they had all different kids and it just wasn't the same at all. And it was more gross out humor than it had been before. So it was just like, yeah, that's, and it was just one of those things that was of its time, and now it's done, and I'm now back at home. So I'll be back.
Dear Mom and Dad, everything here at summer camp is great. I love the trees and all the wildlife. Can't wait to come back next year. Love, Kevin.
Gorchinsky, would you mind writing a letter to my mom and dad too?
What?
Dear Mutter.
Oh, hey, did you catch the game on TV last night?
Oh, yeah, like he's throw that ball like nobody, eh?
Kevin, sometimes I just can't understand a word you say. Where did you learn to talk like that?
Watching them sport interviews.
You should try watching the news sometimes, Kevin. Those people speak very well. What we need on the show are some people who speak with class. Like tonight, why don't you go home and try watching the news? Or better yet, there's this new shock therapy that really works.
What are you talking about? Come on, guys. I said, what are you talking about? Not water, you talk.
See, Kevin, it's very effective to speak properly. I mean, I always used to say water, but now I say what are instead of water.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Who made this up? We both got it.
See, so I guess even other Canadians couldn't understand what Kevin Kubicheski was saying. Anyway, let's just, I just want to give you the theme song. Oops, wait, hang on. Which, of course, was a jazzed-up version of, William Tell Overture. So, that was my little talky-talk about you can't do that on television. I forgot to mention something earlier. This is later. But earlier, I forgot to mention that I took tomorrow off. Tomorrow being Tuesday, March 7th. So I'll probably do some recording at some point in the day, but I'm not sure what type of recording I'll be doing. I'm not sure what project I might be working on, but it'll be something. Like I feel like recording something, you know, taking the day just to record something. So if the weather's nice, maybe I'll go on my own Three Weasels type adventure with just me, the one, not weasel, but like, be like one, like, wombat or something. I'd be like one wombat. One wombat. Be like the one wombat manta ray season or something. I don't know. But I kind of feel like doing that. I kind of feel like, get into this whole recording shtick when, once the weather's starting to get a little nice again. You know, we're edging toward springtime in a couple of weeks. And, it'll be fun stuff. There are Girl Scout cookies in my house. We got Girl Scout cookies now. Haven't had any Girl Scout cookies in a while. I don't even remember if we... Did we get any Girl Scout cookies last year? I'm not even sure if we did. We used to get a lot when my daughter was selling them when she was a kid. Now she does she still does like Girl Scout, like she's like a camp counselor, for the Girl Scouts in the summertime. But, it's not like in the old days when she used to sell those. Boy, I'll tell you what, those were, it's like we had our own connection to Girl Scout cookies, and they're amazing and they taste great, They're made out of real Girl Scouts, as we learned in the Addams Family movies back in the 90s there. what Wednesday said. The Girl Scout cookies made of real Girl Scouts. Oh my God. All right, I'm going a little stir crazy right now. I'm getting a little punchy because I still have another almost 3 hours to go of my work day, and this work is just damn boring. But I'm listening to the Overnight Escape Three Weasels episode, and that's helping. That's helping me kind of get through a little bit, you know? And so got that going for me. Oh, that's a song called Hold Me Tight. That's not the Beatles' Hold Me Tight. I've never heard that one.
Who did that?
Let's find out who did that. Johnny Nash.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. It's a little while later. It's 6:08 p.m. Friend of mine's car is currently in the shop being worked on, so I'm giving her some rides back and forth to rehearsals and work and stuff, which everywhere she's going, it's pretty close to my house, so it's really not out of my way, so, you know. But yeah, I just dropped her off at the theater. They're doing Tech Week for Cinderella, which also known as Hell Week. You know, that's depending on what show it is, and this one, from the sound of it, has been kind of hectic, kind of hellish. So usually musicals are, you know, there are so many different moving parts. I mean, you know, a non-musical is can be stressful enough, but you know, you add in all these extra elements of, like, you know, getting the music going right and the you know, dancing and all this stuff, and it can become messy, you know. We'll say messier. So anyway, I'm looking forward to tomorrow being off work, not having the work thing going. But I think I am going to release this episode tonight, because at this point it's definitely long enough to, you know, be worth your while listening to listen to me babble, ramble, and doing some talky talk, you know. And I discovered that, and this was just looking for something at random, that I released an episode a year ago today on March 6th, 2022, called That's Better. So I listened to part of it while I was working. And, you know, it's me taking a walk around the block again, you know, like I did earlier in this one. And, you know, jabbering about this and that. I was talking about having just come back from Disney World, and that I had some a bunch of recorded footage from there, and I wasn't sure how I was going to release that, what format, if I was going to do it all in one episode or if I was going to split it up. And I ended up just putting it all in one long episode and releasing it in December. It ran about 4 hours. I did cut out some bits where the sound kind of dropped off and wasn't very, you know, like for longer than a couple of seconds. Like if it was like a long stretch of just nothing or just like very muffled, and I cut some of that stuff. But I think I'm not even sure how much I cut, probably about a half hour's worth, 40 minutes, something like that. But I'm pretty happy with how that turned out, though. It's nice just to have like the sounds, you know. And I released a little series quite a few years ago on the Overnight Escape Underground called The Sounds of Disney World, from a previous Disney trip back in. See, that trip was in, I think, 2013, and I released it in 2014. It was something like that. Like the following spring, I released it or something. I finally got around to it. But I did all that recording, and then it just, because I was, you know, I was in the midst of a gap, like a recording vacation, radio vacation, as Frank calls it. And but I did a bunch of recording that, you know, on that trip. So I just held on to the audio for a while, and then finally, you know, eventually when I came back, you know, for my triumphant return,
I released in like three parts on that one. But anyway, I don't even remember now what else I was talking about on that show. I think I was what the hell was I talking about on that show? Well, I know that when I said that's better, what I was saying was better was like when I had started going on the walk in that earlier episode, my batteries were really low and they lay, you know, I was getting like they were almost ready to just, so I went back home real fast and changed the batteries in the recorder and off I went, you know, again, and like started recording. I was like, oh, that's better. So that's where that came from. That's, you know, that's how you do that. So it's kind of fun to listen to old shows sometimes, because usually there'll be a bunch of stuff in it that like I'll be like, I don't even remember that, or I had forgotten that it happened. I mean, I've got a bunch of old shows from, and recordings in general from 2011, 2012 in there, and when my daughter was little, and a bunch of that stuff. And when I listen to it now, I'm like, it's like it all just seems almost like it's a completely different person that did it. I mean, because they say that, you know, you are a completely different person every 7 years. All your cells regenerate, with the exception of a woman's uterus, like that remains, but like the rest is like all your cells regenerate. So 7 years ago was 2016, and I was literally a completely different person at that time. And I was another different person 7 years before that in 2009, and then 2002, and 1995, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, da, 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 da. So I've regenerated several times already in my life, which is kind of cool to think about in a way. I was watching, one of the things I've been watching is this Netflix series called Surviving Death. It's like a documentary series where talking to these different mediums and stuff, and you know, like they had clips of like the medium is up there, you know, and you gotta you like, I keep an open mind, but I also, you know, take these things with a grain of salt, because you know, a medium is always like, you know, I'm sensing someone has a departed father figure named John. It's like something, you know, you never hear them say like, you know, I sense that someone has a departed father or grandfather named Norbert. You know, it's never like that. It's never like an uncommon name. It's always like something that, you know, somebody's gonna speak up and be like, yeah, my dad's name was John. You know, it's like, oh, both my grandpa's names were John. Which one do you want? You know, but you know, it's very thought provoking though. It's kind of fascinating to think about. You know, like I want to think, I believe in an afterlife of some kind. I don't know if it's like heaven, like we're all going to the same, you know, the same heaven, or if there's like different heavens. Or, you know, there's people going to hell or something. I don't know. I believe in hell, really. Or, like, we're reincarnating. So, who knows? It's, you know. I guess we'll all find out one of these days. Because I don't, you know, like, I believe there's something after death. I believe that, you know, there's enough evidence of, like, near-death experiences and stuff like that, where people tend to say the same stuff. Anyway, I'm home now. Where's my wife? Why is she not here? I don't know where the hell she is. Huh. I'll be damned. It's 6:17 p.m. Let's see. Okay. Anyway. So, let's just close up this episode. This is a good... It's been a good one. I gotta figure out a title, and I'll release it tonight, and who knows, maybe I'll record another one tomorrow. I don't know. Or I might just record like do my segment for Central, or who knows what. I don't know. But something, damn it. I'll record something. So, okay. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.